Lights, camera, action. Okay. You're watching Food is Medicine TV, where we help you heal from the root cause. We have discussed the ketogenic diet on this show before, previously, and you know why I think it's dangerous to stay on it for long periods of time? It throws the entire hormonal code off and forces your body to prioritize short-term survival instead of long-term health. That's what we're going for, long-term health. You may use it to lose weight quickly, maybe you want to get cut, you want to mitigate certain symptoms. Maybe this could be fine for 6 weeks to a few months maximum, but long-term ketosis can set up a pattern where your body is automatically living in fight or flight mode, survival mode, even if you don't overtly feel it. We cannot demonize an entire macronutrient food group, right? Carbohydrates. We need them. We only have three macronutrient food groups, proteins, carbs, and fats, and we need all three of them. Healthy carbohydrates are our lifeblood. Our bodies and our brains, contrary to the keto philosophy, prefer carbohydrate sources as fuel. In fact, every cell in your body needs glucose. That's 37.2 trillion cells inside that beautiful body of yours that needs glucose, as well as oxygen and thyroid hormone, if you are to maintain healthy sleep, moods, weight, if you're gonna do it the right way, where you have stable energy, you must consume healthy carbohydrates. That is the undeniable, indisputable truth, and the way to work with your body for your health versus tricking it into what you want it to do. There have been wild pendulum swings of high carbohydrate diets promoting the wrong types of carbs, mostly processed carbs, to now low carb to no carb diets are in vogue all of a sudden. When moderation is the path we need to walk, friends, this middle path of moderation, and we can't go wrong like that. However, what we have to do is customize your carbohydrate intake strategically to meet the needs of your particular cells, your hormones, and your metabolism. That is the golden key of carbohydrate consumption. So today we're dispelling myths and we're telling you the God's honest truth backed up with real science and no shortage of clinical application to theory about carbohydrates. And I want to explain to you why every single human being who eats food needs to know this information in order to manage both their physical and their emotional health for the rest of their lives. Because eating is about the ability for your body to convert that food into fuel. We're all eating food, but the million-dollar question is, are you able to take the food you eat and efficiently and effectively convert it into fuel? The answer for an adrenally fatigued and thyroid and nervous system compromised person is no. Eating and converting our food into fuel or energy are not mutually exclusive things. 80% of our society, in fact, is not able to fully convert their food into fuel. We recently surveyed you, our beloved tribe of 130,000 people, and we asked you what your top four health issues or symptoms were, and you responded: anxiety, exhaustion, poor sleep, poor digestion. So now I'll explain how we can use carbohydrates to mitigate or eliminate these issues, because we've literally just done it with nearly 1,000 people from around the world. Number one, use this cardinal rule. Combine carbs, proteins, and fats at each and every meal. Never, ever, ever eat a macronutrient food group by itself. So you're not just gonna have an avocado, you're not just gonna have chicken, you're not just gonna have fruit. You are going to combine all three if you are to meet the energy requirements of your cells that you need to build energy, turn off the stress response, feed your muscles and your thyroid. This is going to help you slow the breakdown of your food so you can regulate your blood sugar for a longer period of time. You'll feel more satisfied, calm, and happy. And over time, when you consistently eat this way, you'll strengthen your metabolism, which is going to create balance in your hormones, and it is the most natural form of weight loss available today. For those who have been following a diet and it's only consisted of protein and vegetables, or maybe just protein and fat, you feel like something's missing during your meal or after your meal, or you're craving something sweet throughout the day, or you start craving something sweet when you get stressed. I'm talking to you. This is typically your blood glucose screaming, saying, hey, I need healthy carbs regularly, and if you don't give them to me, I'm gonna crave cake and cookies and candy and alcohol and all that stuff. Because the immediate antidote to stress is sugar. That's just how it is. A little bit of salt really also helps too to mitigate the stress. And that's why these are the two biggest food cravings that we have, and why sugar is the number one food addiction in the United States. We all just want to feel good. So we reach for the fastest thing that's going to pick up our energy or make us feel calm, right? You want to breathe a sigh of relief and finally feel energetic and happy and relaxed at the same time. But the bad stuff, eating the bad stuff, isn't going to get you there. By eating these beautiful fruits and root sugars the way that we outline, along with protein and fat, you are going to decrease stress hormones in your system. You are going to increase thyroid hormone, breaking a negative hormonal cycle that is going to help you feel the way you want to feel while getting healing to your entire hormone system. This is natural weight loss. Carbohydrates are your body's primary and preferred source of energy that can be used for immediate energy within the body. Excluding these traditional foods such as fruits, especially the tropical fruits, right? Mango and pineapple and kiwi and papaya. We should have never demonized these fruits because they're too high in sugar. All we have to do is not eat them alone. Focus on quality over quantity. Obviously, we want to do that. I don't want you eating the white flour and sugar. That's problematic. And it influences negative hormonal shifts. It kicks up the inflammatory process, and it disrupts our gut microbiome, right? Flour, a lot of grains, especially gluten, franken wheat that we have in modern society today, you know, these are commonly consumed carbs, and why carbs have been demonized. But fruit and root sugar are essential to have in your diet every day, every meal. Let's let history inform us. Ancestral diets show a lot. Kitavan Islanders of Melanesia have had small access to Western foods, and what that means is 60 to 70% of their food intake comes in the form of carbs, which is typically fruit or tubers, roots. They show, when they're tested, healthy glucose and insulin levels even when compared with a traditional Western diet, and they're having 60 to 70% carbs. It's about having the right hormones, not having too much cortisol or adrenaline unnecessarily pumping through your body, and it's about training your cells to use carbohydrates once again to meet their needs. This is exactly how you recover from adrenal fatigue, and the only long-lasting way to do it, because you're healing the root issue, a major root issue of health problems, which is blood sugar instability and the overproduction of stress hormones. The next step after that, your body will learn to stoke the fire inside of the cell, which is excellent for your thyroid and the rest of your hormonal health. If your body doesn't know how to use or metabolize carbohydrates, it will store them as fat, but you can reverse this, especially if you've been eating a ketogenic diet for a while. You have to start slow, however, or you're gonna gain weight. Now, when I say slow, I'm talking about 2 tablespoons, right? 2 tablespoons of fruits and roots with each meal, and as your body learns to use that carbohydrate as fuel again instead of store it as fat, you're gonna then add more, another 2 tablespoons, as you start to shift the metabolic program here. This is gonna be really helpful for those who have a spare tire fat to lose, and you say, hey, I've been eating ketogenic or Atkins or whatever it is for a long time. Well, you're gonna be locked in there because you put yourself in survival mode, and cortisol and belly fat are hand in hand. So this is the way to release stubborn belly fat. And isn't it pretty cool? Because these foods are delicious and they make us feel great. And this is gonna help balance the rest of your hormones in a really positive domino effect that's going to help your digestion, and it's going to help your immunity, because you're taking yourself out of fight or flight mode and putting yourself in rest and digest mode with your parasympathetic nervous system, and that is where we should be digesting, and it's much better for our gut microbiome. So go to the grocery store. The next time you do, you're gonna pick up healthy fruit, healthy root vegetables, organic whenever possible, and start experimenting with the quantity that makes you feel calm, full, energetic, and balanced. Don't let someone else tell you how food makes you feel. Tune into your body, and your body will tell you what's working for you and what's not. We've helped 1,000 people recently get their life back as a result of this strategy. They're experiencing more energy. They're experiencing more peace, calm moods, deep relaxing sleep as a result of having a changed metabolism and hormones that are balancing strategically using roots and fruits. This is a philosophy you can take with you through the decades as you age. If you want to know more about this philosophy, I've got an entire free mini course for you where I'll give you breakfast ideas, snack ideas, things to do before bed. Just head over to theadrenalrecode.com/mini course and you can take that course for free.